standardized test scores are out, and there are positive results for Jefferson County Public Schools. There are also negative results in this report, and it's a pretty complicated story. We've done some reporting of it on the newscast, of course, but our education specialist, Devin Katayama, is here, and this is our chance to find out a little bit more. First of all, this is the last year that students are going to take the Kentucky Core Content Test. How is that test being used right now, and what's going to replace it?
Well, that test is being used right now for the No Child Left Behind Act. It's a way to show how much progress a school, a district, the state of Kentucky is making with its students. And the No Child Left Behind sets up certain goals for the state and the district and schools. The goals are different depending on what you're talking about. So a school can have 9 goals, or it can have 13 goals or 20 goals, and it really depends on the diversity of that individual school. So one, if one group in one of those goals, let's say there's a goal that says, you know, the Hispanic population needs to get this kind of testing, and they don't meet that, the whole school could fail just for that one population group. So it gets really complicated in that sense.
And also reductionist, actually, in the end.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And with the core, with the Kentucky State standardized tests, they really want you to be 100% proficient in certain subject matters by 2014. The trouble is that states aren't making that kind of progress. So people have come out and with criticism saying it's just not working and it's kind of unrealistic.
How did the students perform in the past school year than on the state testing?
For the state testing,
yeah.
Well, 60% of schools did not make its adequate yearly progress, which a majority of that is the state content testing scores. So it's really just a matter of whether or not they're making that certain amount of progress. And this year they have made some progress, but not the necessary amount.
So what does all this say then? How does the school district interpret those results?
Well, the school district, it's interesting because JCPS did not meet its adequate yearly progress either. 16% met all the goals, which means there's a huge amount of schools that are failing. But there were some gains, and that's what they're going to be looking at going forward, is the way schools measure that progress. High schools made a really quick rate. A lot of their testing was a lot higher than the state average.
Mm-hmm.
For certain subject matters that were increased. And then if you look at some of the math scores that were made by some of the persistently low achieving schools that were deemed to be really in a bad position. For example, Western High School increased its writing and its math around 30% in each category, which is huge. So there were some gains, and they wanted you to look at that. But it's really going to change this year with the new accountability system.
And those new accountability standards are kind of confusing, so maybe you can talk about those a little bit and tell us the changes that are going to come in.
Sure. Like we were talking about, the Kentucky Core Content Test is going to be out this year, and its place is going to be the college and career readiness. So they're really seeing whether students are prepared for life after graduation, and that can come in different ways, right? It can come with being ready to go to college, in which case they're going to be using the ACT, which is a college standardized test, to measure whether students are prepared for college in that sense. They're also going to be allowing students to get some sort of certificate through some industry program. And that's kind of to have students be prepared to go into a technical job afterwards. So there's a couple of different ways that they're going to be measuring progress this year.
Still, that's confusing.
It's very confusing,
I have to say. And again, a number of states have applied for this waiver to leave No Child Left Behind, right?
And right. And Kentucky was ahead of the game. I mean, Senate Bill 1 in 2009 forced them to come up with this new accountability system. So this was stuff that they were doing anyways. When the information like the Common Core standards came along, that was just a nice thing that they were planning on doing anyways. And so what they're going to be doing in the next few weeks is applying for this waiver, which makes everything that they're doing right now okay. And they're going to find out at the end of the year whether they can actually do this, which it sounds like they're going to be able to. But it will change things from here on out.
Now, do you have another hour to sit here and talk with us?
I mean, this
now I need to get to college and career readiness,
right?
Because this is the other piece of this, and there are scores there too. And maybe you can tell us the scores quickly and kind of put some context around that.
Well, yeah, with the college and career ready, they basically say within a 5-year span, you have to increase the amount of students that are college or career ready by 50%. And in Kentucky, 60% of schools are meeting this goal. JCPS is not. It's falling behind around 5% from where it needs to be, which means in the next few years, it's really going to have to make up for that loss of amount of students that are meeting this mark, basically. And this will be used this year, so it will be more of a focus. So some, you know, the past year, we've kind of been in this transition phase where we've been, you know, giving students these various tests that some are, you know, held accountable under the No Child Left Behind, some aren't, but we're just kind of in this transition phase. So this year, they're actually going to be focusing on what we're looking for going ahead.
And maybe we've got, you know, 15 seconds, but maybe a couple of initiatives that they'll
sure.
do?
The early college programs are working right now. The teacher collaboration is big. Teachers across, you know, math and science working together and kind of helping each other out. There's just lots of things going on. We'll be reporting on them in the future.
We're going to keep you to that because there's a lot there to be done, but Devin knows what's going on and he's following it for us. WFPL's Devin Katayama, thank you very much. It's Here and Now on 89.3 WFPL, Louisville's NPR news station, and it's 1:40.